Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you guys, good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to cover just a couple things. I'm going to make it really short because what I find myself doing is I find myself cutting off the message at the very end when I got so much more to say about it, because what I try to do is get all the information in that was left off for the day before I get to my main topic. So I'm going to give it more time, more room today to get to the main topic. But in the meantime, I wanted to cover this. I'd said something similar to what a preacher was highlighting when he was talking about false prophets and false teachers. And one of the things that was being highlighted is how the people would have it so. They want those false teachers. They want those false prophets. Well, that's one of the things we're going to get to today. What I'm going to be highlighting is three P's in a pod, and it shows you why they're going unimpeded in their way. And this isn't just these three. It's a vast amount of people that you know of concerning those that are popular in the mainstream media and the gist. Why is it that they go unimpeded? Because they're not a threat to the establishment. Now, that coincides with what I'm going to highlight here, because there's false prophets in the church, there's false teachers in the church. And Scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 4:2, it says, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." Now, it's interesting that you'll hear these false prophets and these false teachers talking about preaching the word and being instant in season and out of season, but they stop right there. You know, like when I make reference to those pigeons picking peas, picking out what they like and taking out what they don't and putting in what they do. Well, this is exactly what they do, because Scripture tells us that not only are we to preach the word, that we're to be instant in season and out of season, but what does it say right after that? We are to reprove. We are to rebuke. We are to exhort with all longsuffering. Why is it that they set themselves in a position of actually standing in contrast to what the Word of God says? And it's interesting as well that these false prophets and these false teachers withhold that portion of Scripture in context, and then they say, "That's not my ministry. I have a ministry of love." And what one needs to take time to do is to read and understand that God is love. We all know this. And also keep in mind in John 15 that Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." And then he said, "If the world hates you, you know it hated me for his love before it hated you." Also put that up against John 7:7 when you get a moment. Okay? So God is love. I mean, when Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees, that's love, because God is love. When Jesus is raising the dead and healing the sick, well, God is love. When he's showing mercy and grace to those that have broken and they're repentant, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Mark 1, 17, Acts 2, 38, well, that's love. And isn't it interesting? What they withhold is the very tools in the Word of God, in the arsenal, of the Word of God that the Holy Ghost brings about to bring repentance. But their message isn't repentance. Their message is God is love. And my ministry is based on His love. But what people don't take the time to acknowledge, because they don't study the Word and show themselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15, is that the very message they're withholding is the love that God is giving. But they're withholding it. So in fact, what they are doing, friends, is they are truly not only hating God, but they're also hating you for withholding the Word. What does the Word say? It says in 2 Timothy 3:16. Listen carefully. New Testament. All Scripture. All. Not some. Not in part. Not one jot. Not one tittle. But all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. By God. And is profitable for what? Doctrine. What's the first thing he says? For reproof. For correction. For instructions in righteousness. What is it that you don't see in the church in America today? The very things that I just highlighted. They don't bring about reproof or correction or instructions in righteousness for the most part. Folks, I have been in the church for 25 years now. And very far and few between have I ever heard. And when I say few, I mean just that. Few. Just like those that go into heaven, that few be there that find it. I want to go over to Webster's 1828 really quick, and I want you to hear the definition of few, because I think people take that for granted that they know what it means, when in fact many don't. It says, the census of few and small are often, not many, small in number. Party is the madness of many for the gain of few, but few men in times of party regard the maxim. Okay, so the definition is not many. So we need to understand that when I say there's few that I've seen across the church in the last 25 years actually doing what the Lord commanded them to do as faithful preachers that delivereth the souls of men, I mean few. Again, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for instruction, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. Forgive me. So let me highlight this really quick. What is love? Well, love is Leviticus 19:17. And again, I want to put this in contrast to what you see out there today. What does it say? You shall not hate your brother. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin to be upon him. That's pretty, hey folks, that's obvious, right? Doesn't the Bible say to he who withholds the rod hates his son? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So the version of love that the fallen church in America has today counters God's love. And it's a risen love. And it's a love that we are to emulate in Christ. And when we're born of the Spirit, Romans 5:5, that's exactly what the world's going to get. You know, when you go to 1 Peter 1:22, you know what it says right over there, friends? Well, I'm going to tell you. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, to the degree that you obey the truth, will be your faithfulness to preach God's word. Okay? But seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto what? Unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. What is fiend? It means counterfeit. So what you see today in America, friends, is a counterfeit love that overlooks their duty before God and man. And that is not a faithful witness. Folks, that is a Judas, that is a hireling in the pulpit selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. When you go to Romans 12:9, what does it say? It says, let love be without dissimulation. What does that mean? Listen carefully, friends. Let love be without dissimulation. What does that mean? It means let love be without a false covering. Let it be real, genuine, sincere, and let it be tangible in your faithfulness and your love towards one another. I'm going to come right back to this, and I'm going to show you a couple things, and then we're going to get to the main topic, three P's in a pod. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. That's who we are. Now's the time to book. By the way, 3 months out, that's where we hold to. Right now, people are beginning to book us. South Dakota's in the view as far as what we're looking to go to. California, we were just invited 2 days ago to come back this month. I don't know how that's going to happen, but we'll see what happens in the meantime. Michigan looks like we're coming up again there, and then the East Coast in the springtime. And if you want to do that, 1-866-233-0747. Now's the time to book. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. It's going to be me all day today, so if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com. Do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Read Acts 4:12 when you get a moment. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. John 8:32. And again, the list goes on. So what I was just highlighting is the fact that in going back to what real love is being withheld from the world. Love is being withheld from the church. And I'm giving you definitions of scriptural love. And during the break, I was even looking up one of the scriptures that I brought up, and it was Proverbs 13:24. And what does it tell us? Well, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. He that spareth the rod hates his son. Put that in comparison to reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness, because that's what the Lord does if you're his. in a spiritual and natural sense. And then it tells us at the second part of that scripture, but he that loveth him chasteneth him. That means to correct, to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. That is exactly what's MIA in the Church of America today. I started this conversation off over the last segment, and I was basically tapping into false prophets and false teachers, and then I brought it to Scripture to show you that what they're doing is in stark contrast to Scripture. There is no love, okay? They call it love, but it's a fallen version of love, and it falls to reprobate man rather than to the risen Christ. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, Romans 5:5, we know the difference. We discern the difference. And being born of the God, Spirit of God, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do the things of the Spirit, and we're going to learn from the Spirit. So let me give you a couple more, and then we're going to move on here, okay? So I just gave you Leviticus 19:17. I went over to 1 Peter 1:22, talking about a fiend love. That means counterfeit love. And then I was over at Romans 12:9, where it says, let love be without dissimulation. Listen, put this into context, and that's what I'm going to do right here. Let love be without dissimulation, a false appearance, a false covering. Then what does he say? The second part of that scripture, abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Oh my goodness. And everybody in the Church of America today, they love to go to 1 Corinthians 13:6 when they talk about love, isn't it? Isn't it interesting they go there? But do you ever hear this? You always hear, this is what you always hear. Okay, and I got to get rid of this one scripture here, 1 Corinthians 13. And I am going there now because I want to read it in context for you, lest I be guilty of the very things that I'm preaching out against right now. Okay, so this is what we always hear, right? And this is how it's preached. Love suffereth long, and it is kind. Oh, and charity envieth not, and charity vaunteth not itself, and it is not puffed up. Love doth not behave itself unseemly, and it seeketh not her own, and it is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. Right? And they stop right there. What's the next scripture? Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness. Love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:10. Right? They forget to tell you this in context. And then it tells us right after that, that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Who is the truth? Who are we to follow? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. Jesus Christ. That we might know the truth, and the truth might make us free, John 8:32. And then going back to Romans 13, it's interesting that it says this right after that scripture, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Okay. So, well, guess what? Truth does not withhold love. It gives love. And what love really does is it puts itself out there because that person cares so much about you to tell you things that very far and few are willing to do so. Why? That you might be delivered from your sin and driven to the cross. Okay? Not without the cross, but to the cross. Again, Romans 13 says in verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And then I think of this, I think of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. Listen again, friends, scriptural love. And have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto my children? This is Paul preaching by the Spirit and the inspiration of the Spirit of God. What does it say? As unto you, as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. He says, if you endure your chastisement, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, wherefore all of us that are Christians are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. What is all of this for? Well, if you go to verse 10, Hebrews 12, what does it say? For they for verily a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Oh, that's what it's all leading to. Yes, that we might be partakers of his holiness, and that's what real love drives us to, again, to the cross. I think of King David in Psalm 119, because I'm going through the book of Psalms, and I'm eating that one up right now. And isn't it interesting that David said, in thy faithfulness, he's praying to the Lord. He said, in thy faithfulness, thou has afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. So spiritual love drives you to learn from the things of the Spirit, from the Father, by the Holy Ghost. If it doesn't do that, folks, and you're on some little emotional roller coaster and there is no change, there is no chastisement, you can rest assured if there's no chastisement, there's going to be no change. But if you see the chastisement, you can see the spiritual lessons and the love behind the Father concerning what it is that he's teaching you in that particular case. Without it, where's the Holy Ghost? You know, I hear this every once in a while. Bradley, why is it that you're out there always, you know, reproving, correcting, and instructing? Well, because I love you enough to do what the Lord has done to me. And I can't give to you what I ain't got. And I'm telling you what, I got a whole lot of that love to give, because this boy's backside has been spanked so many times by the Father that I don't want to endure it again. I think I learned some of those lessons. So now we're on to the next. So that's what I'm doing. And sometimes people even say, well, it just seems like you're just reproving. Proving, correcting, and instructing, yes, that we might grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. And that is real grace. Read the end of 2 Peter. He talks about real grace. And what is the process of going into real grace? You have to read the book of 2 Peter, okay? But when people say that to me, I just think to myself, oh my goodness, you have no idea. You think I'm my thoughts are being corrected constantly. And I believe in many cases, folks, that I've taken heed to those thoughts and I've adhered to the Word of God. And as King David said, as Joseph said, when Potiphar's wife came after him, and the list goes on, he made haste to keep the commandments of the Lord. And then when you learn that real grace, guess what you say? Like King David again, a man after God's own heart, what does he say? Lord, I thank you that I've hid that word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That is real grace, folks. And that is a whole lot of what's missing in the church today. Revelation 3:19, just to give you a couple more. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore. Listen to his love, Americans, and repent. That was his message. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. Are you hearing this from the pulpits? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. They're circumventing the word, friends, because they care more about your approbation, your approval, than the approval of God. And shame on them. Listen to King David again. This is eye-opening information extracted directly from the Word of God. King David said, for my love, they are my adversaries. He said, but I give myself unto prayer. And then listen to what he said. And they have rewarded me evil for good. Oh, my goodness. I can say that 1,000 times over. For my love, they're my adversaries. He says, and they have rewarded me evil for good in hatred for my love. In hatred for my love. Isn't that why they crucified Christ on the cross? That's exactly why they crucified him, because he loved them enough to tell them what nobody else was willing to tell them. Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday. Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as a number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. A memorial service is being held Tuesday for one of the victims among the four University of Idaho students brutally murdered. Family members and friends gathered in Mount Vernon, Washington to pay respects for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin. Police haven't recovered the murder weapon and warn the killer is still on the loose. President Biden and the First Lady will be spending their Thanksgiving once again in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's do this. Okay, first of all, I want to say before we start kicking out this information, I'm not trying to put out anybody's light, period. I'm not trying to put out anybody's light. I'm not threatened by anybody. Some of the stuff that you're about to hear, some of it bothers me because of the heavy censorship that this ministry has gotten. We've got our YouTube page pulled, several of them, and we also had our Facebook public page pulled as well. I would suspect that we'd probably easily have 3 to 5 million friends right now on Facebook alone. We are slowly going through the process of dealing with Facebook. The problem is we can't find any attorneys that understand that we want justice here. It's some sort of a game, but you guys all understand why Jesus woed or cursed the attorneys right in Matthew 23 and in Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There is a reason that he cursed them. And if you work with an attorney, you'll probably understand. First of all, they're sworn to the bar. They're not sworn to constitutional law, which means it's predicated on common law, which means they uphold God's moral law, which is found in the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. No, they know nothing of that. And what's worse about all of that, the attorneys in almost any given case, they win either way because you have to pay them win or lose. That's not justice, folks, and nor should we have a need for attorneys today. We should have, because we know the law ourselves, we should have the ability to walk up to a judge, obviously set that time on the docket and convey our grievances that we have for other companies. But you see a system, again, that has been created. It's a system of indulgence. So anyways, I'm saying that for the very purpose that we've been censored so heavily, folks, that there was times on my Facebook page where there were 600 people waiting just to be friends on the capacity of having 5,000 friends. All of that has been depleted. They continuously monitor our information. Tim just caught this again yesterday morning. So again, we're having to move to new platforms, and we're having to rebuild constantly. And if you're a first-time listener, do understand the reason I'm telling you this is because you do need to understand that this is not just aimed at Bradley Dean. This is aimed at you at the end of the day. And they are, listen carefully, they are illegally violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And we are seeking justice to get those wrongs righted, because they do not have a right to do the wrong things in any sense of the word. But if you see Section 230, which, by the way, is being disannulled right now, it's interesting that a federal judge, just stood up and said that this 230 cannot stand because it's unconstitutional. At least we're starting to get a little ground incrementally concerning the justice that we seek. So anyways, with that said, what I'm about ready to highlight, just consider that every single one, and I'm only going to highlight three of them, but all three of these are unimpeded, okay? The Scripture tells us in Luke 12, 2 through 3, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Regardless of who said it, the mercy of God always reveals the truth to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, a lot of questions that have been raised concerning those that have come out of the shadows and into the light are many of these newcomers, and two of them are not newcomers, but one of them is. And I'm seeing more and more of these newcomers, these conservative talking heads of the day, yesterday's liberals, right? They're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13. But they're coming out of the woodwork, and it seems like when they come out of the woodwork, they just explode. I mean, they have hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Their system is already set up in a professional manner just to go take it on. And what they do is they come out and they say, oh, it's just me and this other guy. And it's like you can clearly see that's not the case, as, again, I'm about ready to show you. So what I want to highlight is the fact that they go unimpeded in their way. They're not being censored. They're being invited. Matter of fact, some of them are being invited to the White House. They're being invited to congressional hearings. And I think that what we've all noticed here is there's a lot of compromises concerning the favorable and the conservative movement on so many levels. Okay? There's compromise at every given turn. Mark my words. Mark my words. And I'm going to make some points here, friends, that I promise that you've never thought of before. You know, I've also noticed at the same time their wealth increases off of capitalizing from their viewers, their listeners, and their base in general. And in a couple cases, it's stunning to say the least how much money they have aggrandized unto themselves. So how does this work? It's not like they haven't had some good things to say, because every single one of the conservatives of the day, they have good things to say. They really do have good things to say. But notice they never bring about the resolve. That's important that you get that. Notice they never bring about the resolve. I mean, folks, a good coach is going to work himself into a position where he can work himself out of the position. And that should be what a preacher does. That should be what the conservatives are doing, because conservatives are preservatives, and that's all coming from the Christ, right? And we're called to be the salt of the earth. So, again, Matthew 5, going on, I want you to think about this. Would you eat a steak with a little poison in it? Most people would say absolutely not. Well, that's what you're doing, folks, when you're giving approbation, support, and giving heed to many of the conservatives out there, regardless if they have good things to say or not. Remember the little piece of poison. Did you know that Jesus warned in Mark 8:15? He said, take heed. That means pay careful attention. He said, beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrines of who? The religious hypocrites of the day, the Pharisees. And he said, take heed, pay careful attention, beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrines of the leaven of Herod, government. So he told us to beware of the leaven in the church first, right? And secondly, in government. And this is where I mean to go. So the three that I'm about ready to highlight here for you are not a threat to the very establishment, which everyone seems to complain about. And that is a perfect way to start this off. All three that I'm going to highlight right now, you need to understand that they are not a threat to the establishment. This is how they're aggrandizing wealth unto themselves. Matter of fact, some of the people that I'm going to highlight here, friends, if you want to go out and get your information from them, you have to pay for the information. I said during the break, because people ask me all the time, Bradley, you know, why all the sponsors? Why all the sponsors? Is this how you're living? Absolutely not. We don't serve a golden calf here. We serve the Christ. We serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. The ones that I'm going to highlight right now, they, folks, serve their sponsors. We do not. We are a ministry, and the bottom line is we are out there on those that support this ministry in keeping us out there in preaching the gospel as we become fishers of men. Okay, Matthew 4:19. In contrast to that, we have Ben Shapiro. Now, I want to say, I don't not like Ben. We've had him on the show before. I'm not talking about Ben in a fashion that I wouldn't say it to Ben, because everybody in the conservative movement in this country knows exactly who I am. And I want to tell you why I'm not a part of their good the good old boy club, is because I don't want to partake in their leaving. I want to be a part of the answer. I don't want to be a part of the problem. And what we notice with the likes of a Ben Shapiro, for example, is they continuously fuel a narrative that does not exist. Let me say it again. Ben Shapiro is driving a wedge as he continuously parrots what the mainstream media gives him. He's constantly driving a wedge between the Republicans and the Democrats. And we all know, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that that does not constitutionally exist. Nor do the other 98 unconstitutional parties within that system that man has made. Okay, so Ben Shapiro, folks, he's a smart guy, no doubt. And again, he's got a lot of good things to say. And I want to make clear that I don't not like Ben. Not that it matters if I do or not. But the point is, friends, we need to understand why the guy's worth $25 million. Because you have to pay for his content. We have to understand that this guy is being invited by the very establishment that he claims to stand against. So same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Same thing with Mark Levin. Same thing with Sean Hannity. Same thing with every single one of them. Hey, folks, if they're not pointing the finger back to the Word of God and the Constitution, they are not making reference to that's about to bring about the result for the American people. By me going out there and acting like the world and playing this game, that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, I am not a part of the answer. I am a part of the problem, period. And that's what Ben Shapiro does. He fuels that fire. He keeps throwing wood into the fire. The right-left paradigm, which does not lawfully exist in this country. The Republicans and the Democrats, which does not lawfully or constitutionally exist in this country. What is he doing? This is like a soap opera. It's constantly he said, she said. And again, I'm not holding back when Ben does something good. It's like, praise God, Ben is going after it. But still, make reference to the law that condemns the crime so we can bring about resolve to that issue and then move on to other threats concerning our liberties. But we don't get that. We don't get that from Ben. You know, Ben Shapiro claims to be a man of God. Okay, number one. Number two, he claims obviously to be a conservative, and he claims to be standing against the establishment. Then I got a question for Ben, and I got a question for those that continuously listen to Ben. Propose the question to Ben. Why is it that you're constantly being invited up to speak at congressional hearings? If you're such a threat to the establishment that everybody's complaining about in this country, then why are you being called up to speak at these congressional hearings? I can tell you why. Because he's not a threat to them. He's a part of the problem, advertently or inadvertently. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Sometimes I think people are so smart, they forget that God speaks to the heart and not the head. And some of these guys that are so head-filled, they think they're so smart. They profess themselves to be wise, but in so many different ways, they look like fools and they just don't realize it. Why? Because they have nobody telling them the truth. And that is love. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now, folks. Read Romans 1:22. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to Candace Owens after I show you a video, a short video from Ben Shapiro. He's an Antichrist.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful, it's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I gotta kind of fly through this next segment because I have about 10 minutes left. But what I want to do is finish the portion of Ben Shapiro really quick, just so you can know who he is. Ben Shapiro's a Pharisee, is what he is. And the Lord told us explicitly to beware of this. And again, I don't not like Ben. I'm just telling you the facts of the matter. He's a total Antichrist. It's interesting that he was on Joe Rogan's show, who's another Antichrist. The guy's a lunatic. I mean, I've heard some crazy, way out there theories, but I think I've listened to Joe for probably 15 minutes in accumulated time my whole life. But what I've heard from that guy is so far out there, it's like, oh my goodness. And notice the world's promoting him. Remember, Satan said, if you bow down to me and worship me, this is all mine to give you. Yeah? That's what I've noticed with all of these that I'm highlighting. If there's a little air, just a little air, the devil comes in and he'll promote him like crazy. Just a little bit. if they're heretics, blatant heretics, he has very little to do with those guys. He wants the ones that are closest to the likes. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Let's go over to Ben Shapiro really quick on Joe Rogan. Listen to this, folks.
The divinity of Christ. There you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for them.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew. And then
look at his theory. So he's Antichrist is what he is, friends. He is an Antichrist. He equates Jesus Christ to a common criminal. Ben Shapiro equating Jesus as a common criminal, and the guy's worth $25 million. How could that happen? I mean, I'm preaching what the Word says. I'm holding to the Word. I can tell you right now, folks, that we ain't even an inkling to the statute financially where that guy is. Read Proverbs 30. The Lord takes care of us. He keeps us out there for His purposes. Not to make enough wealth to forget about Him. And this is what happens when people become wealthy. There's a distortion that takes place in their mind. And the enemy's right there to give it all to them. And the more they're distorted, the more they're heretical, friends, the more the enemy will begin to funnel in finances. That is at the beginning stages. That's not usually what happens. It usually takes place later on. They get weirder and they get weirder and they get weirder, and then they fall by the wayside. That's just kind of how that tree falls at the end of the day. Okay? So again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that Ben Shapiro equates Jesus as a common criminal. And for those Christians out there that say, oh, there's nothing wrong with Ben, he's great, he's this, that, and the other thing. If this doesn't offend you, I don't know what is, because Ben Shapiro within himself, friends, carries the very spirit that crucified the Christ. Say what you will, but that is the spirit of a Pharisee, and the Lord told us to beware of that. And again, why the open arms from the establishment to that of Ben Shapiro? Let's go to the next one, Candace Owens. You know, I think much of the same with Candace as I do with Ben. And by the way, she is a part of Ben's Daily Wire, where you have to pay for their content. Folks, oh my goodness. If that doesn't tell you something right there, I don't know what is. You have to pay for the content? Well, like Ben, Candace Owens, she continuously fuels an unconstitutional narrative between what they call the left and the right. It's totally untrue. And of course, this is what keeps these talking heads in business while the lawful resolve is never talked about. Never! Read Psalm 94, verse 20. You know, lately you'll notice that Candace is taking on the role of some sort of fashion model. And you'll also notice that she's favored by the establishment by being called up to congressional hearings just like Ben Shapiro. Hey, folks, I thought everybody was tired of the establishment. Why is the establishment calling up Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens? And why are they on the same platforms? And yet people just love these two. And again, not that I don't like them, but I'll tell you what, they need to be corrected. If you love them, then correct them, folks. I wanted to show you this really quick before I get over to Charlie Kirk, who, by the way, I never felt right about. Never felt right about. But look at this. This is brand new. Candace Owens glorified to Rothschilds and Sons. By the way, if you look at her wealth, she started out at $2 million, and now she is just beginning to climb up that political ladder, too, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Pay attention to her finances, friends. The more they sell out, the more they aggrandize. Candace Owens, glorifunder, tied to Rothschild and Sons, British Pilgrims Society, Babylonian fake Jewish Radonite money that also funds other things. This is all brand new information. And it's interesting because some of the information just got pulled. Same thing with Charlie Kirk. But again, let's go back to Candace Owens really quick. Look at who she's connected to. And look at how the establishment is sitting there with open arms welcoming her in. Folks, this is, if they're famous and everybody knows who they are, and they are wealthy over the top, I'm telling you right now, they are soldiers of fortune. I'll tell you another one I'd throw a rock at. is Alex Jones. The guy's worth $300 million. Look at all the people that gave out the same information that Alex did, but they're dead, and Alex keeps making more money and more money and more money. Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, something for you also to contemplate, outside of the fact that they call him a conspiracy theory, anybody paying attention to the fact that now the establishment is beginning to open up their arms to Alex Jones since he's met Donald Trump? Folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on. Am I speculating? Am I trying to advocate for something that's not there? No, I'm saying we're judging him by his fruit. And I'm not sealing the deal on the information that I'm giving you, but I am telling you better open your eyes up, folks, because if you are out there doing this stuff, I can guarantee you right now you're not going to be worth $300 million, nor are you going to be worth $25 million, nor are you going to be worth $3 million. And why do you say that? Because, folks, I understand the road that I've been on for the last 23 years, and every single step of the way has been a warfare. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. Look at our forefathers. Look at the history of our forefathers. You know, many of those men that died during the War of Independence, do you know that they forfeited all of the wealth that they had to give us what we have today? And if you look at the end of the Declaration of Independence, that's exactly what they said they would do. And it's exactly what they did. I also think of Ethan, one guy that was hung by the British. He said he wishes that he had two lives to give for his country. Most people don't even want to give their one. Ugh. My goodness, we're in different times. Okay, so we see that Candace Owen is now tied to the Rothschilds. If you want to go to this article, I'll post it on social media platforms at the end of the hour here, and you can go ahead and check out. And if you got more information, please bring it. Either way, I'm just throwing this out there for people to pay attention to what's going on. Then we have a guy named Charlie Kirk. I did an event out in Iowa last year, and there was a whole table full of Charlie Kirk people. I didn't know who they were. He was all new to me. And I seen stuff on him before, and I noticed that he was kind of a spineless jellyfish. But he's invited into colleges, just like Ben Shapiro is. That's interesting. Man, before I get to a college, they have me on the front page of the paper telling everybody to beware of Bradley Dean. But when Ben comes, man, they got packed auditoriums, just like that of Charlie Kirk, just like that of Candace Owens. Man, there's a lot of favor there, isn't there? Isn't it interesting how people love to love people like themselves? The Bible says that when God, Charles Finney said, the closer God gets to me, he said, the more unholy my life is exposed. That's right. In contrast, again, God is holy, the commandment holy, the law is just and good, Romans 7, and yet we love people that act just like us, or they go after our enemies better than we can. No, we need to be careful, folks. That's ridiculous. But let's go back to Charlie Kirk in Iowa. I did an event. There's a whole table of them. Started to preach the gospel, the word of God, preaching the cross. The whole table got up and walked out. I knew there was something wrong from the get-go, and what was interesting about it is it didn't take long for what I'm about ready to show you to come across, and we found out that Charlie Kirk, by the way, of Turning Point, he's a college dropout. I don't care about none of that, but he received $30 million from Zionists. He's mentored by Scientologists, and he hates the USS Liberty Truth. Wow. Okay. Boy, it's just getting weirder and weirder, isn't it? So I got about one more minute, but I want you to hear Charlie say that he's okay with the sodomite agenda, and he doesn't care that the gays adopt children, and the list goes on. This is Charlie Kirk, friends, who makes $100,000 a month off the ignorance of the people in this country. I want you to check this out.
Very exciting, I think, with the hand. But, okay. But that the fact that there's been such a wholesale shift in that even right now, Ted Cruz or the guys that you might consider a little more of the Christian conservatives, which I'm one of them, Mike Huckabee, right? Okay, yeah. So where you come from.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.